Constraining Galaxy Halos from the Dispersion and Scattering of Fast Radio Bursts and Pulsars, by S.K. Acker et al. Fast radio bursts, FRBs, can be scattered by ionized gas in their local environments, host galaxies, intervening galaxies along their lines of sight, the intergalactic medium, and the Milky Way. The relative contributions of these different media depend on their geometric configuration and the internal properties of the gas. When these relative contributions are well understood, FRB scattering is a powerful probe of density fluctuations along the line of sight. The precise scattering measurements for FRB 121,102 and FRB 180,916 allow us to place an upper limit on the amount of scattering contributed by the Milky Way halo to these FRBs. The scattering time tau, F times dm squared, a tau, where dm is the dispersion measure. F quantifies electron density variations with F equals 0 for a smooth medium, and the dimensionless constant A tau quantifies the difference between the mean scattering delay and the 1e scattering time typically measured. A likelihood analysis of the observed scattering and halo dm constraints finds that F is at least an order of magnitude smaller in the halo than in the galactic disk. The maximum pulse broadening from the halo as tau is less than or equal to 12 at 1 GHz. We compare our analysis of the Milky Way halo with other galaxy halos by placing limits on the scattering contributions from halos intersecting the lines of sight to FRB 181,112 and FRB 191,108. Our results are consistent with halos making negligible or very small contributions to the scattering times of these FRBs. This was Constraining Galaxy Halos from the Dispersion and Scattering of Fast Radio Bursts and Pulsars, by S.K. Acker et al.